listening to I Love Old Time Radio with your host, Virtual Vinny.
It's a new week here on I Love Old Time Radio. Welcome, Old Time Radio fans. I'm your host, Virtual Vinny. You can interact with us via social media on our Facebook page at I Love Old Time Radio. Send feedback via our contact form on our website at iloveoldtimeradio.com. If you enjoyed this program, please consider supporting us by joining the Vintage Radio Club. All Vintage Radio Club members get access to our Saturday program, in which we present shows that are longer than our half-hour podcast, which feature productions from Lux Radio Theater and Mercury Theater on the Air, and more. If you join us on our Patreon page, you get more features like an exclusive I Love Old Time Radio sticker, access to our ad-free podcast, and more. Visit iloveoldtimeradio.com/support for more details.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
I Love Old Time Radio produces a new show every Monday through Friday, each day with a different theme. Mondays, the Green Hornet hunts down the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. This episode originally aired on July 4th, 1939, and it's called Put It on Ice.
The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies that even the G-men cannot reach, the Green Hornet. Adventurer, Put It on Ice. The events and characters depicted in this drama are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental.
Miss Williams, what's that? Why is the whistle blowing?
I don't know, Mr. Brinkley. Something's gone wrong.
Find out what it is at once.
Mr. Brinkley, it's the refrigerating system over in Packing Plant 6.
What? The new system we installed yesterday?
Better come along and look for yourself.
I most certainly will. Miss Williams.
Yes, Mr. Brinkley?
Call the police emergency squad. If any men are overcome by the ammonia fumes, we'll need all the help they can give us.
Right down here, Mr. Brinkley, around the corner.
Yes, yes. How did it happen, Carson? Are there any men inside the plant?
Can't tell how it happened, Mr. Brinkley. The system was okay when we inspected it yesterday. I hope this won't spoil all that meat we've got in there.
Forget that. What does it matter what happens to the meat? It's the men who may be trapped inside I'm worried about.
We'll soon see, Mr. Brinkley. They're right through this door.
Are they all right? Watch out for the ammonia fumes.
Bring them out here in the fresh air.
Stand back. Give them air.
One side, one side. Are they all out?
Out of the way. Let us through, please. It's Mr. Brinkley.
Yeah, we got him out, Mr. Brinkley.
Pretty close call, but they'll pull through.
How many were there, Hendricks?
A lucky thing there was only two of them, sir. Me and Smith just managed to get them before that ammonia.
Hendricks, you got quite a dose of that ammonia yourself. Better have the doctor take a look at you.
Well, I'm all right now, sir. Just got a little whiff. Nothing to worry about.
I just took a look in through the open door, Mr. Brinkley. That meat is ruined.
Is that true, Hendricks?
I guess so, Mr. Brinkley. You know, it ain't no good when that ammonia's been at it.
Completely spoiled. Two carloads of beef that we might just as well throw away.
Carson, I can't understand it. We've had one serious loss after another, and now this.
Look here, Hendricks. You were in charge of this unit. How do you explain this mess?
Well, I wish I knew, Mr. Carson. It don't make sense.
We don't want excuses, Hendricks.
Easy, Carson. There's plenty of time to get Hendricks' account of things.
But, Mr. Brinkley...
Never mind. You go over and have the doctor check you up, Hendricks. We'll go into this tomorrow.
Yes, sir. I can't figure it happening the way it did.
Carson, you and I better go inside and look around ourselves.
Now, Mr. Brinkley, there may still be some ammonia in there.
No, there ain't, sir. Hendricks busted all the windows when we went in. Gas is practically all out by now.
Come on then, Carson.
Is it okay if I go in with you, Mr. Brinkley?
Who are you?
Lowry's my name, sir, from the Daily Sentinel.
Oh, Britt Reed's paper. Well, come along.
Do you think it's wise, Mr. Brinkley?
How do you mean?
Well, there's been quite a bit of trouble in our packing plant already, sir. Perhaps it's best to keep reporters away.
You're wrong there. Better take me along, Mr. Brinkley.
I don't exactly...
I have a story already, Mr. Brinkley, from the men who were inside. Do you want me to print that, or would you rather have me get the straight dope from seeing it myself?
Look here, young man. What do you imply?
Well, one of them, one that was working inside when the pipes burst, said it looked like plain criminal carelessness.
Don't listen to his story, Mr. Brinkley.
My meatpacking plant has always been the safest in the country.
Then it's okay for me to go with you?
Yes, it is.
But, Mr.
Besides, Britt Reed is a friend of mine. And I want him to have a good idea of what's happened here from someone who won't color the story. Put a handkerchief over your nose. We're going in.
In the office of Britt Reed's secretary.
Who's the boss with, anyhow?
I don't know, Lowry. I told him you were waiting, but he said to wait. He's tied up with someone who came in while I was out to lunch.
Well, who is it?
Don't ask me. He left those packages on that other desk.
Well, Katie.
Axford.
Very golly, youngsters. Glad I am to see you.
You're the one who was with Mr. Reed.
That I am. And I'm to be back at me old job. Very golly, ain't that something? How are you, Lowry?
I was all right till you blew in. But anyhow, welcome, Axford.
The same old Lowry. Now I can be giving you me help in cracking some of the stories that happened around this town. Ain't that so?
Yeah, ain't it?
What's in those packages, Axford?
First some brass polish to keep in me disc, and then there's some polishing cloth.
Polish? For what?
For the big package there. It's a brand new cuspidor brought with me all the way from the West.
Oh, my. It starts all over again. Well, keep it in your desk and take off that hat.
Oh, by golly, it's just like being home. That it is.
I'd better see the boss.
I'd be trying, Casey, not to get in your hair.
Boss, I'll get right to facts. I told you something about that Brinkley outfit already.
Oh, yes.
I went through the place with Brinkley and his assistant, a guy named Carson. That ammonia leak was caused by a valve being opened when it should have been closed. It's a wonder those two men weren't killed.
How did you like Brinkley?
Okay. He told me he was in the civic club with you.
That's true. Look here, Lowry. What is there to these stories that Brinkley's meat isn't up to the Board of Health requirements?
That's what I'd like to get more dope on.
Yes?
Mr. Brinkley is here to see you.
Brinkley? Oh, send him right in. I want to see him. Why, Brinkley wants to see me, and at this particular time...
I guess I'd better be going along.
No, Lowry, stay here.
Go right in, Mr. Brinkley.
Thank you.
Well, how are you, Brinkley? You've met Mr. Lowry, haven't you?
Oh, yes, I have. Went through the plant with me.
How are you?
Reed, that's what I've come to see you about.
The accident at your meatpacking plant this morning? Oh, by the way, how are the two men who were overcome by ammonia?
Oh, they're fine, Reed, resting comfortably. The men got them out in the nick of time.
Brinkley, is it true that you've been having a lot of trouble lately?
Well, yes. Yes, it is. Well,
Lowry's been telling me that some of the restaurants are turning down your product.
They have, and I can't say I blame them. Quite a lot of it's not up to standard.
Why not bring it up to standard again?
You know the reputation of my plant, Reed.
It's always been very good.
Yeah, up to now.
Before this, I've prided myself on the fact that the Board of Health has always given my products the highest possible rating.
Well, you mean that rating has changed?
Changed is putting it mildly. The Board of Health has condemned more than half of the meat in my plant in the last week.
Wow, things sure have gone haywire. When I think of the juicy steaks you used to...
Unless something's done, I'll go bankrupt. I'll be forced to sell my business.
Oh, that's too bad, Brinkley. Yet, at the same time, I scarcely see what this has to do with a newspaper publisher. Why come to me?
Reed, I'm convinced there's something crooked behind it.
Crooked? What makes you think that, Mr. Brinkley?
This accident today, for one thing.
Any evidence of tampering?
None.
I didn't see any either. Looked like just plain carelessness to me.
I'm sure it isn't.
What makes you so positive?
Well, it's nothing tangible.
Then if you can't put your finger on it, Mr. Brinkley...
Yet all the trouble has started since I turned down an offer to sell my business.
Oh, I see. You think this is an attempt to force you to sell.
Exactly.
Well, I take it this attempt is proving successful.
Reed, my back's to the wall.
Sounds simple enough to me. Get the police after it. Have them check up.
I have, with no results. They believe I'm simply trying to cover up my own negligence.
Have they investigated the outfit that wants to buy you out?
They've tried to.
What do you mean?
Exactly that. They haven't been able to find out.
Well, isn't it a bit unusual for...
For a prospective buyer to conceal his identity? Yes, Reed, it is. But it's not unheard of.
Sure, might be a rival meatpacking concern that wants to put you out of business, then buy your equipment for practically nothing.
Unless I can stop these accidents, they'll get it.
Brinkley, you supply meat to all the hospitals and city food centers, don't you?
That's true, Reed. It's imperative that they're sure of the quality and purity of the meat they use.
In that case, clearing up these difficulties at your plant is a matter of public concern.
Right, boss.
And when the public welfare is jeopardized, the Daily Sentinel is interested, very interested.
I knew I could count on you, Reed.
A reporter can find out a lot of things that the police can't.
Yeah, especially a good reporter.
Well, I'll see what you can dig up. Track down this outfit.
The one that's made Mr. Brinkley that offer?
Cover that plant from cellar to skylight. Check on everyone and everything.
Check, boss. It's an assignment.
I'll give you all the help I can.
Brinkley, what happens to your business is a private concern. But when the quality of the food you sell the public is being tampered with, then it's a matter for investigation.
And believe me, boss, when I start investigating, I investigate. Before I'm through, I'll know this setup like I know the palm of my hand.
Now, this here room, Bud, where we cut the meat up into different sections.
What about that saw? What's that for?
Oh, same thing. Sometimes we have to saw through big bones. This belt here is a conveyor for carrying the meat from one operation to the next.
Mm-hmm. What's behind this door?
Come on in.
Ooh, say, it's cold in here. I'll just
close... Yeah, don't close that door. This is a refrigerator room. If we should get stuck in here with the door closed, we'd be out of luck. Might freeze to death.
Yeah, I'm that way already. This is where you hang the meat, huh?
Yeah, gotta keep it cold so as it don't spoil. Mr. Carson, our expert on refrigeration, is mighty particular about that.
He can have it. I've seen plenty. Let's get out of here before they use me for a snowman.
You say your name's Lowry?
That's right. Mr. Brinkley sent me over to find out about that offer for his meatpacking plant. I understand that offer came through you.
Yes, it did. I'm a broker, sort of a middleman.
Who made that offer?
Sorry, but I'm not at liberty to give out that information.
What do you mean, not at liberty?
I told Mr. Brinkley the same thing. This sort of transaction comes my way quite frequently. My client doesn't wish to have his identity revealed.
Now listen here, you...
Furthermore, I don't know who made the offer myself. The whole affair has been conducted by mail. The bank account...
A phony name. I checked on it.
It's a registered business name, which is perfectly legal. And Brinkley knows the money's good.
But I still...
That's all I can tell you. Good day.
Casey, you see before you a reporter without a story.
Don't tell me, Lowry, the demon reporter couldn't discover anything.
I know the meatpacking business from A to Z. I know it cold. In fact, after being in that ice room, very cold.
Well, that ought to make a nice feature next to the stamp column.
What is it?
Lowry's back, Mr. Reed, without a story. Shall I send him in?
Oh, yes. No, I'll be out.
Casey, I never want to look a sirloin in the face again.
No luck, Lowry?
Not a trace, boss. If you ask me, Brinkley's having pipe dreams. No trace of any dirty work going on at his place. As far as I could see, those accidents were caused by carelessness. Nothing more.
You couldn't track down the outfit that's offered to buy his business?
I drew a blank on that, too. It's a blind alley, boss.
What did you find out?
Oh, I know the business. I know that there's a big shipment of beef coming in by truck tomorrow night, for example. But you can't call that a new scoop.
Tomorrow night, eh?
Is there anything unusual in that, Mr. Reed?
Huh? No, Miss Case, not exactly, but...
What's on your mind, boss?
Just thinking. I have a dinner appointment with Brinkley and Carson at the Civic Club. I'll have just time enough to go home and dress.
Goodbye, Lowry. Keep trying.
Well, how do you like that, Casey? We have a mystery on our hands, and he's thinking about dinner.
As soon as Britt Reed reached his apartment, he sat down at his desk and wrote a letter.
Cato, I'm having dinner at the Civic Club with Mr. Brinkley and his assistant, Carson.
Yes, Mr. Britt.
I'll put the Hornet seal on this letter. There. It's addressed to Mr. Brinkley, Cato. Be sure he gets it at dinner this evening.
I tell you, Carson and I are worried, Reed.
The Board of Health has threatened to shut the plant up if there's one more case of contaminated meat.
Now, let me see. Carson, you're the chemist of the plant, aren't you? You're responsible for the condition of the meat.
Yes, I am. I inspected very carefully.
Pardon me. A letter for you, Mr. Brinkley, just came by messenger.
I wonder who. This letter's from the Green Hornet.
The Green Hornet? That's impossible.
Look at this seal.
Yes, I'm quite familiar with the Green Hornet seal. There's no mistake about that.
He says he's going to hijack that shipment of meat tomorrow night.
Oh, you can usually depend on the Green Hornet to do as he says.
How are we going to stop him?
Well, why not delay the shipment?
Can't do that, Reed. That meat has to be here on time.
Well, then send it ahead. We'll send it by train. Have the trucks take a different route. There ought to be some way.
That's it, Reed. We can't send it by train because of the cost. But we can reroute the truck so the Green Hornet won't know about the change.
That's an idea, Mr. Brinkley.
Suppose the Hornet learns of this change of route.
How can he if we take the right precautions?
If you say so, Mr. Brinkley.
I do say so. And we'll do it right now, at this table, secretly. So the Green Hornet will never be able to find out our plan.
Curtain falls on the first act of our Green Hornet adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now to continue our story. Returning from his dinner at the Civic Club with Brinkley and Carson, Rick Reed told Cato what had occurred.
You had the letter brought to the Civic Club at just the right time, Cato. When Brinkley opened it and saw the Green Hornet seal, he didn't know what to say.
Did your plan work?
I sent that letter to Brinkley for a purpose, Cato. The Green Hornet threatened to hijack a truck caravan of meat that's coming to Brinkley's plant. I suggested that the trucks be rerouted over a different road to evade the Green Hornet.
Why, Mr. Britt?
Well, only a few of Brinkley's employees will know of the new route we decided on this evening. I'm convinced that all Brinkley's troubles are being planned by one of those employees in order to gain control of Brinkley's business.
I see.
Now, Brinkley thinks I'm going on a fishing trip. Instead, we're meeting that truck.
You go with the Green Hornet?
We'll take the mask and the gun and all our equipment, but not the Black Beauty.
No?
Well, we'll be out on the open road tomorrow afternoon. The Black Beauty will be too easy to recognize. This time, Cato will travel in a small sedan with a mask handy.
Is Mr. Brinkley like one as you?
Brinkley isn't going out on the road at all, Cato, so we won't run into someone like him who might recognize me. You and I are the only living men to know me as the Green Hornet, Cato. And no one else ever will.
Yes, yes, Miss Williams. What is it?
I called Mr. Reed's office. He already left on that fishing trip.
Already left? I didn't think he'd go so early.
He left orders that Lowry was to come over to see you. He's on his way.
All right.
Lowry's the reporter who was here the day of the accident, isn't he?
Yes, I'm glad as long as Reed himself isn't available, that he's having Lowry come over.
You'll pardon me, Mr. Brinkley. I can't understand why you're so nervous.
That shipment. If the Green Hornet should discover our new route...
Only about 10 of us here in the plant know that.
Still...
If you're so jumpy, why not call in the police?
And increase the chances of a leak? The less people who know, the less chance of the Green Hornet finding out.
I think you're unduly alarmed about it.
Is Mr. Lowry, sir?
Oh, good. Come right in, Lowry.
Well, hello, Mr. Brinkley. You know Mr. Reed's out of town.
A fishing trip, yes, I know. You know Carson?
Yes.
I'll be going along. Got a lot of meat to inspect this afternoon. See you again, Lowry.
Well, sure. Say, what's eating him? He looks like he bit on a tough steak. Pardon me.
Carson doesn't approve of your employer's ideas. The Green Hornet threatened to
hijack... What's that? The Green Hornet?
Yes.
Don't tell me he's mixed up in this.
He sent me a letter threatening to hijack a truck caravan full of meat. Reed told me not to release it for publication.
Mr. Reed said that?
In order to avoid publicity, Lowry.
Oh, I get it. You've made plans to checkmate the Green Hornet, and you don't want to take any chances of letting him get out. Is that it?
Precisely. Hasn't Reed told you?
All he said was to stay close to you. Now I see why.
I'm worried about tonight. I wish I could make sure nothing happens to that shipment.
Why don't you?
Huh?
What's to stop you? You have a car, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Then come on. If we leave now, you'll be able to meet those trucks halfway. If anything starts to happen, you'll be right there.
But what could I do?
You can decide that later. Come on, Brinkley.
All right, I'll go. Maybe I'll meet this Green Hornet face to face. But where are you going, Lowry?
Where do you think? If anybody's meeting the Green Hornet, this is one baby who wants a grandstand seat. I'm going to be right beside you.
Driving out of the city, Brinkley and Lowry traveled all afternoon. That evening, as darkness fell, Britt Reed and Cato sat in a car that was pulled off the road and hidden from sight.
Look, Cato, there's a car coming along the road. When it goes by, we might as well start after those trucks again. We want to be there with time to spare.
It's coming fast, Mr. Britt.
Cato, did you notice a license number on that car? It's Brinkley's. I noticed it last night in front of the Civic Club. He has a very low license number.
Where is he going?
He must be worried about his trucks. This may ruin everything.
What are we doing, Mr. Britt?
We have to make sure Brinkley doesn't reach those trucks before we've taken care of everything. He might recognize me in spite of my disguise.
Yes, sir.
We'll drive up past them. Several hundred large tacks in front of their tires would delay them a long time. Long enough for us to accomplish what we set out to do.
Turning onto the road, Britt Reed pressed down on the accelerator. The sedan sped along the concrete after Brinkley's car.
There they are, Cato, stopping for that light ahead. Get the tacks ready. Oh, we're in luck. The light's changing. We'll be able to pass them before they get going too fast. The tacks now. Good work, Cato. Both front tires.
Take the wheel for a while, Smitty?
Hendricks, you keep it. Tough job driving over this strange road. Ain't like the regular one. What's the idea in shifting the route on us?
Search me, Smitty. He's been jittery ever since that icing plant broke down.
All I hope is he don't get wise to what's going on.
Yeah, a chance. By this time tomorrow, Brinkley will be glad to sell out.
As long as I get my dough, that's all I'm worrying about.
You and me both, Smitty. Yeah, we'll get it. And more than we figure, too.
Yeah? How do you mean, Hendricks?
Well, we know what's going on, don't we?
Sure, we're the babies who've been doing all the dirty work for Carson.
You got it, Smitty. After Carson makes Brinkley sell the plant, we ain't finished, see?
You mean we tell Carson he's got to keep shelling out dough to us?
Right. Either Carson keeps paying us hush money or we squeeze.
Say, wouldn't Brinkley be surprised to know that Carson's the guy who's figured out this whole scheme?
He ain't gonna find out. You and me and Carson is the only ones who know. Carson ain't gonna spell it, and neither do we. If he pays us enough.
Yeah, if he pays us.
Ah, he'll pay all right. Carson's no dummy.
Hey, Hendricks, look up ahead.
Yeah, I seen it. A car across the road.
But this ain't where we're supposed to meet Carson.
Who else could it be, you sap? It must be Carson. Yeah, it's Carson. I recognize his car.
Hey, Carson, what's the idea of meeting us here? I thought you was going to be 5 miles up further.
I had to change our plans, Hendricks. A while back, I noticed that the car was trailing me along the road.
Yeah? Who was it?
I don't know. But to be on the safe side, I turned into a side road to duck him. And met you here instead of the regular place.
Say, what's going on? This business and making us take a different route from the regular run. What's up?
The Green Hornet threatened to hijack this truck.
Green Hornet, so that's it.
Well, let him. Won't that help ruin Brinkley's business?
Not as well as my way, Smith. I'm a chemist. I'm going to shoot the meat in this truck full of germs. When the Board of Health inspects a shipment tomorrow, Brinkley will really be finished.
Yes, you're right.
That's why I called the state police.
What?
The state police? Who wants them around?
I told them you were calling, Hendricks. I said you wanted protection from the Green Hornet. You understand?
Oh, I get it. That's in case this Green Hornet should show up later, huh?
Exactly. Now, let's get busy.
Now, just a second, Carson. Me and Smitty got a paper for you to sign first.
A paper?
Yeah. Hold it under the panel light, Hendricks, so he can see.
Read it, Carson. It says what we're doing this job for, all about it.
But I don't understand.
We want it signed, see you? We don't open this truck.
That thing's practically a confession. I won't
sign it. Don't worry. We'll tear it up when we get paid. If we get paid enough.
You'll get paid.
We're making sure, that's all. Come on. We wouldn't be saps enough to show this to anybody if that's what's bothering you, Carson. Proves we're in as deep as you.
That's true.
Here's a pen. Got it all ready.
There. Now, let's not delay any longer.
So the state troopers are going to make sure our plan works. Ain't that a laugh?
Now, come on, you two. Open up the back of this truck so I can get inside and do a job on that meat.
Okay.
This is some truck, ain't it?
Plenty cold inside of it, too. Special refrigeration and all.
Here's the door, Carson. Around and back.
Open it.
Yeah, that's what I... Hey, Hendricks. I thought you locked it up.
Well, I'll be sure I locked it.
It ain't locked now.
Never mind that. Get busy. Open those doors.
Okay. They're pretty heavy. Feel that blast of cold air, Carson? Sure is chilly inside there.
That's exactly where you're going.
What the devil?
Who's that?
He's wearing a mask.
Don't move, any of you.
The Green Hornet.
No.
So Carson was right. You did trail him.
But I took a side road. I lost you.
I followed you. My lights were out.
Can you beat that? So you're the guy who opened this lock.
A bent hairpin.
You've been inside the truck.
Climb up here.
Now, let's be sensible about this.
Hold.
Listen, Hornet.
Climb, or would you like me to pull the trigger?
No. No.
Don't shoot, Hornet. Don't.
Suppose there's nothing in that gun but gas. I've heard about the Hornet.
And you know I mean what I say.
Sure, it's okay by us.
Shut up, Hendricks.
You can't bluff me, Hornet. What if you do pull that trigger? Where will that get you?
I've no time for talk, Carson. In.
No, you can't make me.
Take him.
Yes, you... I can't breathe.
Now you two, pick him up.
I didn't see you shoot.
Who done it if you didn't?
I have a man right behind you. Get Carson in here, fast.
Okay. Only don't do nothing to us.
He's heavy. Over the tailboard, lift him. I'm coming up. Now don't try anything. Remember, there's a man behind you.
We ain't.
All right, in with Carson.
Now, hold on, Hornet. We ain't done a thing. We were just working for Carson.
Well, we'll tell you anything you want to know.
I don't need information. Inside, you rat.
In!
Okay. We're gone.
And you'll stay there.
Hornet, you can't close the door. I want to freeze us to death.
Get back, both of you. There. Mr. Hurricane.
Yes, sir.
Brinkley's had time enough to fix the tires on his car. He'll be out looking for us by now.
Yes, Mr. Bates.
State troopers may be out looking as well. You want to make sure they discover these rats right where they are without getting us.
I understand.
You get the sedan going. I'll drive this truck. Keep trailing me. We'll keep moving along this road till we meet up with Brinkley. Get going.
Time later, Brinkley and Lowry drove along the road.
I can't see any sign of our truck yet, Lowry. According to the schedule, we ought to be up with it by now.
If we hadn't got those blowouts, it'd be okay. The way that car whipped past us and dropped packs on the road, it must have been the Green Hornet.
We have the state troopers with us now. Even if he did locate the truck, we'll get there in time.
Look, Mr. Brinkley, up ahead, coming toward us. Isn't that your truck?
Yes, it is.
Hey, you troopers!
That's it up ahead. Get up there. That's it, all right.
The truck stopped. There's a guy jumping out of the driver's seat.
That's not the regular driver.
Look, he's getting in a car beside the truck, Brinkley. The troopers will never catch him. Hurry!
You troopers, after that car.
It's going too fast.
That's the Green Hornet.
I thought he had a special car.
Couldn't catch that one with a bullet, the way it's traveling.
Say, what's that?
Somebody's yelling for help.
Whoever it is, it's from inside my truck.
We'll get you out.
Well, hurry up.
It's locked. Stand back. I'll shoot the lock off. There. Swing these doors back. Let me out. I'm froze.
We'll talk. Don't shoot.
Hendricks, Smith, what happened?
The Green Hornet, he caught us, shoved us in the ice.
Hey, give me a hand. There's another guy here. He passed out.
Okay.
Hold on.
It's Carson. By all that's holy, what's he doing here?
Look at what he had with him, Mr. Brinkley. Full equipment for infecting the meat.
What do you two lugs know about this?
You got nothing on us. That guy Carson was in with a Green Hornet.
Sure, that's it.
Is that so? Then why did the Hornet gas Carson?
Gas?
Well, we don't know.
Run for it, Smitty. They got us. Stand right here.
The only place you're going is jail.
What's he got in his hand?
I ain't got nothing.
Hand it over.
Give me that.
What is it, Lowry?
Wow. Just about a full confession. That's all you need.
Come on, you two. You're headed for the cooler, and I don't mean refrigeration.
It's too bad we couldn't get the Green Hornet, too. To think that Carson was in with a crook like him.
Anyway, Brinkley, you have one thing to be thankful for.
Yes?
Green Hornet or no Green Hornet, your troubles have been put on ice for good.
Green Hornet A! Sentinel Piper, Hornet X3! Green Hornet
have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Green Hornet, Incorporated.
You're listening to I Love Old Time Radio with your host, Virtual Vinny.
Welcome back. Oh, I know all too well about the dangers of food poisoning, and I know how serious it can be. And once you've eaten from a place that gave you food poisoning, you are very apprehensive on ever going back. And that's going to conclude our show here on I Love Old Time Radio. This program can be heard on Spotify, Apple or Google Podcast. We are also on Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Pandora, or by listening right from our website at iloveoldtimeradio.com. If you enjoy our program, please make sure you rate and review wherever you listen to this podcast. If you would like to help support this show, you can do so by visiting our website at iloveoldtimeradio.com and clicking on the support button. Tomorrow we'll play a new episode of My Favorite Husband starring Lucille Ball, and join us back next Monday for some more with the Green Hornet. For iloveoldtimeradio.com, this is Virtual Vinny signing off.